Call to order this regular assembly meeting of the City and Borough of Glenville, Alaska on October 13, 2015 at 7 p.m. Pledge of allegiance this evening will be led by Assemblymember Julie Decker, after which if you will remain standing for the invocation to be given by Don McConaughey.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, show the leaders of this city and borough of Wrangell, Alaska, the direction best for them to proceed. Give them guidance in their decision process, that the citizens of this area will flourish and prosper. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you. I'd just like to
Thank you, Don.
Make a comment here at this time to the listening public, hopefully. We need volunteers to give the invocation at the assembly meeting. We have one or two people that have done this just, and they, sometimes they can get kind of wore out. And it's, sometimes it's very difficult to get hold of, you're busy with other things. So if anyone is interested in doing this, we'd certainly appreciate it if you contact the city clerk at City Hall to sign up and contact, how to contact you. And we'd really appreciate this and give the other people a break. And you do not have to be a member of the clergy to do this. We have a ceremonial matter here. It's a proclamation. Whereas the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska is a community which acknowledges that a special vibrancy exists within the entire community when its individual citizens collectively go the extra mile in personal effort, volunteerism, and service. And whereas the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska is a community which encourages its citizens to maximize their personal contribution to the community by giving of themselves wholeheartedly and with total effort, commitment, and conviction to the individual ambitions, family, friends, and community. And whereas the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska is a community which chooses to shine a light on and celebrate individuals and organizations within its community who go the extra mile in order to make a difference and lift up fellow members of their community. And whereas the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska acknowledges the mission of Extra Mile America to create 550 extra mile cities in America and is proud to support Extra Mile Day on November 1st, 2015. Now therefore, I, Mayor David L. Jack of the City and Borough of Wrangell, do hereby proclaim November 1st, 2015 to be Extra Mile Day. And I encourage each individual in the community to take time on this day to not only go the extra mile in his or her own life, but to also acknowledge all those who are inspirational in their efforts and commitment to make their organizations, families, community, country, or world a better place. Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Blake, Prasanka.
Here.
Rooney, Decker.
Here.
Powell, Mitchell.
Here.
And Mayor Jack.
Here. Amendments to the agenda. Item 4, conflict of interest. Does anyone have a conflict on any item on the agenda? Item 5, consent agenda.
I move to approve those agenda items listed under the consent agenda and marked with an asterisk, specifically 6A, 7A, 7B, 13C, and 13D.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assemblymembers Mitchell?
Yes.
Prasanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Borough Manager's report.
Just a couple things. We have four projects that are out to bid right now. The sewer pump station, which has been a long time coming as we have gone through the USDA process, which is, we started in April. That gives you kind of an idea of how long it takes. They have a pre-application, and then once they kind of approve the pre-application, then you have an application, and they're both about 3 inches thick. And some of the things on the assembly member or assembly agenda tonight are because of that. There's a couple things that they require us to do, so there'll be a couple items on there that we need to do that to move along this line. But it is out to bid. They've approved that portion of it, so we're happy to do that. The courtroom, court remodel, that's out to bid. That would be some good winter work for somebody. Also, the RFP for the mill, to look at that piece of property, what we want, may want to do there, and also the Wrangell Institute. So there's four things out there, and I'd like to thank the staff, Carol and Amber, and all those that have been involved in that. So, and that's about it. We do have, and Julie or someone else may want to talk about this, but next Wednesday, October 21st at 6:30 in the Nolan Center, the governor's office will come down and go through their presentation that I think Julie has heard about the state of affairs and how the state budget, where money's come from and how it all works, and give people an idea of how it works, but also how bleak things are. So, but I think anybody and everybody in the community that can attend, it would certainly be a good thing to know, because no matter what happens, it's going to affect everybody in the state one way or the other through, you know, ferry things or your permanent fund possibly, or just everybody's everyday life. So it's certainly a good thing to be educated about that. So, and that's about it.
Any question, Carl?
I have a question. Jeff, where are we at on the Evergreen Road improvements? Or is that, have they got the road right away negotiated?
No. The design is done. They have to, their process with federal highways, they can't kind of do one thing until they get the next thing done. So the one thing they got done this summer, which takes a long time, was all the environmental issues. Then they finished the design. They will be bringing that design to Wrangell on November 19th, sometime in November. And they'll meet with all of the folks there or anybody else in the public that would like to come. We'll have it at the Nolan Center. And at that time, they will go through and explain to each property owner, this is what we either need to take some right away from you, and we'll, you know, they pay it, you pay you for it. Or your property is not affected here, but this is what's going to happen. This is what it's going to look like. And so they'll do their presentation. They've done one here probably a year ago to kind of just some real preliminary things, but this is kind of the final thing. And once, then after that, they will start, and I think we will help in that process to get the names on the deeds, to get the property signed over to them and get them people paid for that. And so once that is completed, then I think that's basically the last thing, then they go to bid. So I think they're hoping to go to bid in January or sometime there, and that way about the time that the bids are awarded and you know, someone gets it, they'll have time to order.
They're still planning to get it done next time.
Yes, and that's what they've said. Okay. Also, so that's the plan, but I've been disappointed before.
I'm hearing from some of the public that's getting pretty disappointed.
No, I agree, and we are too. And we thought it was going to be done 2 years ago, then we thought for sure it was going to be last year, and then that didn't happen. So, but even this can change. You know, sometimes, you know, and I don't know exactly how it works, but I'm sure that they have a limited staff, and if Anchorage says this DOT project is a top priority and da 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 da, and puts pressure on, you know, those resources might get redirected, but so far they've been on schedule at least this year from what they've told us. So
I think things in the state are going to get real tight.
Oh, yeah.
Real tight.
That's pretty mild.
You know, when we went to the meeting last year, they were talking maybe oil would level out at $60, $70 a barrel, and I think all of their predictions on their budget was kind of based on that. Well, we're not there. We're still, what, $40 a barrel? $50
pretty,
a barrel?
Pretty bleak. But yeah, at this point, it's scheduled to construct next year. So even though the state, you know, the bleakness of all that, no capital money and all that, actually next year for us, we have Evergreen, we have a grant we were still holding on to, and the design is done for the street that goes up by Alpine to the, at least the first portion to the clinic, which would eventually, if the hospital is built up there, would also access that. We should, between now and June 30, we got to spend about $500,000 on the dock out here. We already did $4 million out there through a couple grants over the last 3 or 4 years, and we still have some money left there. They're going to, I think, redo the lights and Greg talked about doing a float on the other side. So like in the summer, you have all that jet boat traffic there. If someone for the public or from local people can use the other side, and they'll have a ramp, and then they'll put another fence along the south side of that going out. And then I think there was something else that new lights out there that matched generally the Front Street decor for the lights out there. So we got that, and like I said, the court, the sewer pump station, that will be next spring when they actually do the construction probably. So we'll have a fair amount here in the next, you know, next 12 months. So after that,
Anything else?
Nope.
Borough clerk's file.
Nothing other than what's in my report. Successful election. Same amount of voters, the percentage turnout that we did last year. But everything went good.
Thank you. Item 10, Mayor Assembly reports and appointments. Do any assembly member have any report, comments? Yes.
So I wanted to mention two things. First, the Wrangell High School wrestling team has a home meet here this weekend, Friday and Saturday. So that is will be fun, and come on out to watch if you want, high school gym. Then secondly, I guess I wanted to just emphasize what Jeff has in his report about this meeting next Wednesday here in town at the Nolan Center at 6:30. Hopefully, you know, the press will pick it up and kind of champion this as well. This meeting of the governor's office coming in and talking with the town, and Representative Ortiz is supposed to be there. And it'll be a chance for the public to get a little bit better understanding of the fiscal situation, but also what the options are for fixing it, and get your input basically to one of your local legislators right there listening. So, you know, there's, I don't know how long it'll take the legislature to take action, but if oil prices stay down this low, there will be statewide actions such as, like, you know, income tax, sales tax, permanent fund dividend, you name it, it's on the table.
I'd just like to mention that I think most everybody in the community were aware of it, but last week was the conference for the ANB and ANS, which was held at the Nolan Center, and it was a pretty good meeting. And everybody commented on the facilities that at the Nolan Center, how great it was. And just an item to mention on that, it was the 100th anniversary of the ANS, which was formed 100 years ago right here in Wrangell. So that was one reason I think they chose Wrangell for their celebration this year, or their conference this year. Item 10B, city board and committee appointments. We have several vacancies, but we have persons to point, the Planning and Zoning Commission, there are two, what is it, two seats that are open on that, and we have no letters of interest for that. Parks and Recreation Board, there are two seats, and Hague Demersion and Alice Rooney have expressed interest in that. The convention, Wrangell Convention and Visitor Board, Marion Glintz has professed interest in that. Economic Development Committee, there are three seats that's available on that with no letters of interest. The Nolan Center, Nolan Museum Civic Center Board, there are three seats, and Dan Roop has expressed interest in one of those seats. And I will appoint those people, if there's no objection from any of the assembly members, I will make the above appointments to the city boards and I will declare them appointed for terms ending October 2018. And the borough clerk can continue to advertise for the vacancies on the other boards. And speaking of that, I don't know if seems like the same people get involved in all of this. I know you had expressed some interest about one of them, at least temporarily, Steve.
Well, I was trying to find a solution that would sort of spread out the responsibility a little bit, but I think I'm there in terms of what I'm involved in right now, so I don't want to take on anything more.
Yeah, I don't believe you. You need to spend time with your family.
Yeah, that helps.
No. Okay. Moving on now. Next item, 10D, elect a vice mayor. It's unfortunate that we don't have a full assembly for this matter, but it's required by ordinance to do it at this meeting. The meeting following the election. Yes.
When I first was elected onto the assembly, I was told that it was a regular culture, I guess, of the group to have a new vice mayor each year. So it kind of gave people the experience and probably, maybe even the...
Excuse me. We don't have a motion.
I moved to nominate Steve Prasunka as vice mayor. In the vein of offering a rotating one-year vice mayor position throughout the assembly body.
Your second?
I'll second it.
Okay, move your second. Now you can have your discussion.
I think I pretty much said what I was going to say. If Steve doesn't want it, we don't have to put him, and maybe Mark would take it on this time, but I didn't choose to go for anyone that wasn't here.
Is it possible to go for someone who isn't here?
That's a good idea.
Sure.
I mean, can we...
That's how I got to make it. I wasn't here.
If you're not here to defend yourself, you're SOL.
Well, that's good to know.
Are there any other nominations?
Well, we would have to vote on this motion.
Oh, we have to vote on this one.
And if it votes down,
yes.
Somebody else can...
Is there any further discussion on the motion?
Do you want it or not?
Well, I think Daniel's doing a great job.
Well,
it has been in the past. It has been to rotate it to give everybody, like Julie said, the experience and.
So that means Mark would have it next year.
Correct.
Okay, that's good to know. I just don't want Mark to skip out.
It follows every election.
All right, I'll do it. Sure.
Any further? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Prasunka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay. Item 11, persons to be heard. This is an opportunity for any member of the audience to speak on an item that is on the agenda. When the agenda item comes up, you will not have an opportunity to speak on it unless the assembly has specific questions regarding the item. I know the only member of the audience, other than the press, is Bruce, who is here tonight, and he will be called on, I'm sure. when the item comes up. Item 12, unfinished business. Proposed ordinance number 908. An ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending section 5.04.350 of chapter 5.04, property tax, the Wrangell Municipal Code to amend the due date for payment of property taxes beginning with the 2016 assessment year. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 908.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. Approval to cancel the November 24th, 2015 regular assembly meeting. And I think everybody is aware of the reason for this. Is there any discussion?
I move to approve canceling the regular assembly meeting of November 24th to have only one regular assembly meeting on November 10th, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Persanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, approval to renew the audit services for fiscal year 2016 through 2019.
Move to approve the proposal from BDO to conduct the borough's annual audit for the fiscal years 2016, 2017, 2018, and 2019 without competitive bidding as allowed under Wrangell Municipal Code 5.10.050E.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Mitchell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C and D were approved under consent agenda. Item 13E, proposed ordinance number 909, an ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 9.08, nuisances, and chapter 9.16, littering, of Title IX, health and safety of the Wrangell Municipal Code, to add sections on penalty for violation and reference the minor offense fine schedule in the Wrangell Municipal Code 1.20.050. This is a first reading.
Move to approve the first reading ordinance number 909 and move to a second with a public hearing to be held on October 27th, 2015.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Mitchell?
Yes.
Persanka?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes.